Rejuvenate your mornings with Val and DJ Danny.
Yes.
On 951 Remix.
It's now 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Thursday. Friday's Eve to Friday.
Listen.
Either which way, it's
start to exhale.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, exhale more than inhale. Did you see the Sahara dust yesterday?
Yeah, boy. It was tick, tick.
Yeah. Tick like dumpling.
Tick like mud.
Yeah. Tick like.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's tick like molasses. Tick like.
Tick like stew when you leave it in the pot and, you know, you didn't wash it that night and you go to deal with it and you have that little layer of like.
Of
like oil and sugar, just like the stew.
And you just want to take a fork and scrape it up and then nom, man.
And scrape it out into the garbage.
Yeah, into the world. Into the world. Be free.
Like you.
How you slept last night?
With my eyes closed.
Sahara dust aside.
No, morning. I want to say morning toilet. It's the 17th. How?
Oh,
I paused before I wrote it on the contact tracing form.
Oh, yes. That's what I did downstairs. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
Today should.
It was just the 15th. It was Monday was
Monday's
the
14th.
Monday was the 14th, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's Tuesday.
Yeah, so we are smack dab sliding into.
I don't know. Are we doing Christmas for 2020?
Well, my tree is up.
No, forget about your tree.
My tree is up. What? I don't care if we're doing it or not. I will feel the magic of Christmas.
What did the government say? Are we doing it?
Well, you need the government to tell you if you're doing Christmas.
See, let me finish.
No.
Are we?
I don't like your negativity, how you're starting.
Are we allowed? Because is it going to be the next 28? Is it going to be incorporated? You know what I mean?
Probably.
Like, well, they could boil ham, but make sure it don't smell. People still boil ham though. I don't know. All right, no judgment though.
Oh, that wasn't a judging sound.
Well, I mean, both of us. I'd hope, because you know it's tradition to boil a ham.
But I've never had boiled ham.
I don't know what it tastes like.
Neither do I.
I had parboiled chicken before, but it was barbecued and whatnot. But
well,
I never
that was
boil ham. When it's boiled in what oil?
Well, if it boils in oil, it's fried.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
To get the oil like a rolling boil.
Wait,
that means it's frying temperature.
I eat boil and fry provision.
But they boil it first and then they fry it up with the vegetables, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it makes sense.
We should ask the Google.
I don't know if a ham.
Is boiled ham a trini thing, though? Like, I don't feel like I've ever gone by anybody and they offer you.
In a pitch oil tin, is boiled ham like tradition? Is like.
No, that's no? Tradition missed me. It's okay. Clearly too young. Too young for this conversation.
And too hygienic.
Wow, so y'all, the odd spot today is just as odd as our opening this morning. Listen, I have to give you all one time.
Yeah.
So we have to remember that this story originates in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, right?
Right.
So a 20-year-old went to sleep Wednesday and woke up yesterday and his phone was missing from his bedroom.
A koala stole it? No, okay, go ahead.
But you're close. You could be close.
A monkey.
You see? You read it.
Indonesia, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Monkeys.
Well, right. So yeah. He left his phone. He went to sleep, wake up. Can't find the phone. The phone case under the bed.
Right.
And no phone, right? So he said his father saw a monkey later on the day. And something just clicked in his head. To go in the jungle
and follow the monkey
behind their house
and call
the phone.
Oh, right.
And they found the phone a little way in the bush, in the mud, buried under some mud, you know. And when they went through the phone, they found several selfies and video from a monkey. A monkey TV boy phone, you know.
Wait.
You know, I know we did talk a couple months ago about monkeys. Literally have no tourists to feed them because
it's craziness.
It's like monkey gangs roaming.
Yes, they have literal gangs.
Well, like they've resorted to criminality.
Wow.
They're breaking and entering. They said, "Wait, here's the best part of this article for me, though, guys, and might be yours too." So his name was Zach Rides. Zach said he was curious why the monkey took the phone and not the camera or other things in his room.
Oh.
You know, the other valuable things.
Right.
He said the primate must have thought it was food as it has a colorful casing.
Okay, we know they're actually teaching those monkeys to perpetrate crimes. I mean, yes. I showed you a video with
monkey. Baby.
A monkey's grabbing a child, a baby, a toddler.
Trying to drag it down.
And drag it down our alleyway.
Yeah, wow.
So, guys, be very careful, all right? And I'm not saying this, you know, be anti-monkey, yeah?
You could train your monkey to be good. You could train your monkey to use his powers.
Maybe we should have like a movie, How to Train Your Monkey.
Rejuvenate your mornings with Val and DJ Danny.
Yes. That's exactly why we're here till 9. That's exactly.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow too, Olio.
Yeah. 3 hours. Imagine that. Not just 3 hours, by the way, but 3 hours, 5 days a week.
That's 15 hours.
Somebody's making some poor judgment calls in management. But it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I like that.
Wow.
I have a job.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, who's waking up early this morning? Remember, I don't know, some of you are lucky or blessed is the word, or gifted, or I don't know, but you are
privileged
not to be affected by the Saharan dust or any form or fashion of allergies. You're the true specimens, no doubt.
Probably have iron belly too.
Yeah.
I
have iron guts. Let me break it in true balance, local. I get that from my father. I get that from my father.
Your father?
From my father. Mm-hmm. Iron guts.
It's like daughter.
I don't like it.
My daughter.
I have a weakness.
My daughter's a lawyer. My other daughter, a doctor.
Yeah. Did I tell you the joke talking about doctor?
No, tell me about your iron belly first. One train of thought.
Well, I always used to hear my father.
Like ADD.
I used to hear my father. My mother always said, yo, you tell us anything outside. And me and my father have the same weakness. A chalkboard menu.
With sweet chicken written on it.
With sweet chicken. And you know, lower the buttons, you put in the salad or some kind of noodles. It is always interesting. But home food, you always, those chalk.
And you know, I'm complete opposite.
You can't eat.
I will I
only have one prerequisite, as I tell people. Once it's not imported chicken, I will eat whatever you cook. But once it's not imported chicken, I will try new things. I'm not a wild meat fan at all.
Like, the only place I would feel like I will do that is maybe somewhere up the islands. Because, you know, they do when you're driving through the country and stuff. Because they don't have restaurants, like how we have chains all over the place.
Right.
Anyway, we were talking about Guyanese just now.
Were we?
That daughter and father and
all that. Oh, that was you. That was all you, yeah.
I know, but in Guyana.
Right.
Like, if you have to drive into the interior and stuff, there are very few restaurants. So you have to look for a chalkboard with, menu. And I undoubtedly some of the best food you will ever eat.
Wow. Yeah.
I know about these potato salad and thing, but.
You mean salad potato?
Yes.
I've never had salad potato. I will go Guyana and have salad potato.
Guys, yeah, we completely forget I was going to ask you. Completely.
It's time to reload. Reboot your preset to 951 Remix.
Ice cream.
And is it too early for ice cream? No. That's like saying it's too early for a beer. All right, let's see. I don't know. I'm thinking it might be kind of early for one. It depends on what time you went to sleep. And if it's your birthday. Haha. Haha. Perspective. It's never too early. Once again, guys, welcome to your morning reset. Valster DJ Danny. And it's amazing how fast time flies. I felt like we just signed on. Earlier, it was just 6 o'clock. Woo! Well, I mean, I'm not opposed to Thursday going by as fast as possible. Bring in Friday even sooner, but then therein lies the problem. The faster Friday comes, the faster Monday comes. Boo-hoo. Rubs eyes. All right, move on. Yeah, like the deserts miss the rain, or like people miss traveling abroad.
Yeah, I was looking at Trevor Noah, and he had a segment, a skit on... on other things you can do with your American passport, because it's pretty much useless.
Yeah.
And I feel it was so funny though. They were like, create a little mini slip and slide.
Yeah.
And of course the guy with the big belly, and you go and it's like, and he get a little slip.
A little slip.
Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, you could practice your pickup lines on it for any bars reopen. You're gonna get ignored the same way. Yeah. You know.
Wow. Have I ever picked up a chick at a hotel bar? Let's see. Was a chick ever picked me up at a hotel bar? I think it was,
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
I remember being impressed how strong she was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. See what I did there? Yeah.
Wow, before you do that,
yeah,
let's say good morning.
It's too late.
Good morning to Bina and Ashley. Yeah. Good morning to Auntie Sandra, Annie, Nadine, and Kathleen. We didn't hear from you ladies in a while. Good morning to Tasha. Navita is bringing up her daughter, Zafara. Mommy loves you very much. And apparently Zafara is spending the day with her at work today.
Ooh.
And she'll be doing her school online.
Yes, she will.
At Mommy's work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have fun with that. I want to say special good morning to Aaron. Aaron sent the best picture earlier.
Right.
So we were talking about the hotspots at the start of the show about a monkey that stole a cell phone in Malaysia. And Aaron sent a message saying that one time he was driving to work at 4:30 in the morning and he saw a monkey riding on the back of a dog. And he stopped and took a picture. And guys, he sent the picture. And let me tell you earlier, I wasn't prepared, you know. If he didn't send the picture, for sure, we say he lying.
Yeah.
And he said, if he didn't take the picture, people would think he was on drugs.
Now, the monkey looks quite comfortable, but at the same time, holding on for dear life.
Yeah, but the monkey looked like he's telling the dog, you know.
Where to go?
Turn left. I'd say turn left, but the other left.
In monkey.
Doggy.
No. The monkey speaks monkey, so the dog has to learn monkey.
Oh.
The monkey's not going to learn
doggy. But suppose he's bilingual.
Or suppose the monkey was doing something completely else on the dog's back and we just couldn't see because the picture was blurred. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I need to go and take a shower.
Wow, yeah. Val. Yeah, you took us there. I
didn't take you there.
Mm-mm. This is in Princess Song Hall, by the way. Yeah?
You see Princess Song again?
Princess Song again.
Monkey and dog back. Princess Song again. What's next?
Ooh.
What's next, you know?
Oh, gosh.
A donkey in a Zabuka. I don't know.
Rejuvenate your mornings with Val and DJ Danny.
Yes.
On 951 Remix.
Welcome to your morning reset. Did you know today is International Inappropriate Hugging Day?
Is it really?
Oh?
Is it really?
It is, and the world's greatest.
Make a book of facts, okay.
In the world.
Right, because I know it's not Friday.
Yeah,
on Friday, so you get all your facts correct.
Of course, like, I have to get them wrong. But, you know, but seriously, guys, if you give what you get what you give.
So if you're trying to get an inappropriate hug, you're going to give one.
I always have
but inappropriate hugs. But the rule is it appropriate to give an inappropriate hug first or after?
Well, firstly, it's not appropriate to give hugs, period, which sucks. 2020 killed hugs.
Well, this is if you do have a SO.
A XO, you mean?
A SO.
A SO?
Well, yeah. A significant other. SO.
Oh, I thought you mean SC. Oh, okay.
What's SC?
Side chick.
Oh. Wow.
But I need a front chick to have a side
you
chick.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's called a main chick, by the way.
I haveth no bird.
A front chick. Maybe that's your problem.
What?
You're looking for a front and a back and a side. Main.
Okay.
Main.
A main chick.
Yeah.
A main has certain implications.
What is it? Like what?
Like it's the only, you know? Like.
No, really? In 2020, nah, man.
Yeah.
Main can't just mean only.
Well,
it means like, you know, mostly.
I smell you on that. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, everybody. So who's side?
So a couple people on the chat to say good morning to. Good morning to Steve. Good morning to Steven. Steven is thankful that, you know, we get up and make it out to work, you know, on mornings, you know, because we do a service.
Oh, why nobody from the NLCB could be thankful like that?
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
And Jackpot thankful, right? Good morning to Angie and Joe. They're saying good morning and bigging up the teachers at the Gandhi Memorial Vedic School. And Shiva from South is touching now. Now, I saw something in the papers and I can't find it right now.
Yeah.
But it was like, state the obvious. If you play in that game, state the obvious.
All right, so how come I can't have a bank account in an exotic place like Panama? The most exotic bank account I have is like
Frederick Street.
No, hello with your far self.
Where? Sorry.
Park Street.
Not Ellerslie Court.
No, Park Street. Because if you remember from playing the people's Monopoly.
Right.
Park Street was...
Oh, yes, it was the Bougie Lane.
Right.
Yeah, it's Park Plaza. It wasn't Park Street, it was Park Plaza.
I don't have no account on Henry Street and
George. But the money is the same in whether it's, you know, uptown or downtown. It's the same Blue Dollars.
Right. Tell somebody that who wearing a hat and shades from Tunapuna as opposed to somebody wearing a hat and shades from Bayshore.
Wow. Yeah. So listen, this is State the Obvious. This is Captain State the Obvious that I saw here. TNT tourist arrival dropped by 54% in 2020.
What? Not 100? Wait, not 100%? Something is wrong with that article. No. Read it again.
Read it again. Even if I turn around the letters, the numbers, will be 45%, which seems even more ridiculous.
TNT's
tourist arrivals for the first half of 2020 fell by 54%.
Not the first quarter, the first half.
Well, I was like, nobody's traveling after March. Like, you cannot come here after March.
That's what I'm saying.
So let me give all the numbers now. Let me give all the numbers. Because we know we like numbers around here, right? They're saying TNT recorded a total of 91,886 tourist arrivals between January and June. And I was like, between January and June? Why, what?
What?
So we had 30,000 arrivals in January, 47 in February, and just about 13,700 in March. None recorded from April to August.
But they still say to June.
I guess that's the period they usually take statistics from. But it just kind of... I feel like it's like January to... Because April to August is zero.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, 91,000 for the first quarter of the year.
The first half.
No, they say it for March.
No, they say from January to June is the period. 91,000 from January to June.
Right, but the first quarter...
But it only really came from January to March.
Right, so the first quarter.
At 91,000. And they said it represented a drop...
Of 54%?
Pretty much, yeah.
So that's in comparison to last year, because they have to compare to something to give a...
Obviously, from last year, 2019. But still, I feel like they're missing like 20% on this.
So what they're saying is 100,000 people have not come to Trinidad in the last 3 months as compared to last year. That's what they're saying, right?
Yes. Oh, you kind of following.
Right, so 100,000 people less.
But they're saying in world performance generally...
Yeah.
It's a 55.9% decline. Okay. The tourists that did come and were fortunate to arrive before the lockdown, some of them might actually still be here.
Correct.
They said tourists arrived from the United States. 42,000 people came from the United States. And the lion's share of people, wait, this figure's looking wrong here. Hold on. The majority of tourists arriving in TNT came from the United States. 42,612, followed by Europe, 14,407, and Canada, 14,351.
But what I'm confused is, what they're saying is from April to June last year, 100,000 people came to Trinidad, according to
that figure.
So 100.
And they're also saying that TNT cruise visits also fell drastically for this year.
So that's not even... Oh my gosh, that's a separate figure. So what it have in Trinidad from April to June every year that 100,000 people come here?
Well, this business opportunities. Remember, we are more a business hub than a tourist destination. Now, yes, you'll see a spike in February.
Yeah, but they said tourists. The figures are tourist-oriented, right?
But remember, tourists is not just pleasure. A tourist is anybody that comes to your country.
Oh, with two hands?
Yeah, tourists.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
You see me using my two hands right now.
All right, well, you know, I guess 100,000, that means there's so...
Yeah, but I mean... It's COVID, right? You can't really go anywhere.
Correct.
You can't go anywhere. And then on top of that, I saw an article in Loop yesterday talking about CARICOM has been having emergency meetings to kind of come up with a travel plan to stimulate intra-island travel.
I'm glad you brought this up. The term they're using is a bubble.
A bubble? A COVID bubble?
Right. Do you remember a certain politician was chastised and ridiculed for talking about a dome?
A dome.
Which is the same thing they're talking about, right? Not an actual glass dome.
Well...
She was not talking about that.
Well, hopefully they're talking about
it's a CARICOM bubble that all parties could participate and lock down and have statistics about what the infection rates are like and whatnot.
No, but obviously they have to be protocols. So maybe it's to facilitate intra-island travel and to stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
But of course, the language that they used is not ambiguous and does not imply an actual physical thing, which is what happened here. The language is what's important.
Yeah,
remember?
And they're saying bubble gum. I heard a report yesterday that mentioned bubble.
Yeah, but did you read the article?
No, I just heard about the different parties speaking.
Yeah,
taking turns
different
speaking.
Islands.
Yeah, and it's talking about the
yeah, that's the term, that's the marketing term that they put it.
Yeah, but it's just so funny. There's a few weeks ago, somebody used Dome and it was like a big deal and now nobody's saying anything about bubble. It's crazy.
Well, bubble seems a little different because it is kind of a terminology when you talk about quarantine bubbles and that kind of thing.
Well, Dome was, that's why she used Doom.
But she used the wrong language.
No.
Too late for this argument.
Too much fight on. It's just too much fight on. Guys, it's 727 and the number 3949595. All right, so we're here till 9 o'clock this morning. So celebrating a birthday, anniversary, or just needs us to buff your children because they need to organize for homeschooling at 9:15, by the way. Classes start at 9:15.
No, some schools starting at 7:30 normal. Very normal. And I said, what?
Okay.
What time do you get up, child, to go to school for 7:30? 7:30, auntie.
Which school?
Well, I'm not going to say because, you know. It's a secondary school.
Oh, secondary?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like preschool.
No, you're mad as wickedness. Preschool is 10 o'clock. Preschool is 10 o'clock.
I think little children wake up earlier than bigger children, huh?
They do.
Yeah, crazy.
You want to be in the know? Want to stay on top of the stars? Now you can get it all with 951's Entertainment News. Twice daily, Monday to Friday at 7:25 a.m. and 3:25 p.m. For the latest, most up-to-date breaking e-news, it's got to be 951.
Oh, I'm here, Soapy. Guys, thoroughly enjoyed yesterday. It was way back Wednesday, 951 Remix. We're from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight every Wednesday. We give you a healthy dosage of the 80s with some 90s and early 2000s all day long. All right. So right now at 7:40 a.m., we jump into your entertainment report, and let's check out the world of celebs.
Okay, guys, so she's a two-time winner of the Academy of Country Music's highly coveted Entertainer of the Year Award, and for the first time in 7 years, Taylor Swift returned to the ACM stage to deliver the world premiere performance of her hit song, Betty, at the Grand Ole Opry House. Now, the 30-year-old singer-songwriter wielded a black acoustic guitar and remained seated on a stool as she effortlessly performed the emotionally charged track. Now, they're saying the televised event went above and beyond to adhere to social distancing guidelines as performances took place throughout several venues without any fans in attendance in Nashville, including the legendary Grand Ole Opry House, Ryman Auditorium, and the smallest of all, the Bluebird Cafe. They said a few performances also were pre-taped and took place across the country, including Los Angeles.
I feel sorry for all these athletes and entertainers when they have to like do shows now. They probably get so hot.
Why?
No fans.
No fans, right?
All right, let's see, guys. You know, funny, brought up Taylor Swift. So apparently Taylor Swift's stalker has been sent to prison. All right, so let's see. A federal judge has sentenced an Austin, Texas man to 30 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to stalking and sending threatening letters and emails to pop star Taylor Swift's former record label.
Wow.
I was now saying, wait, he have Taylor Swift email? What? All right, let's see. According to records filed in federal court, Eric Swarbrick was given the sentence during a hearing on Wednesday, as of yesterday, in Nashville. The terms of the sentence, which also includes 3 years of supervised release, were agreed on by prosecutors in a plea agreement that Swarbrick entered in 2019.
So now he's a professional stalker.
Yeah, apparently. So the complaint said Swarbrick sent over 40 letters and emails to Big Machine Label Group in 2018 asking the CEO to introduce him to Swift. Over time, the letters became more violent and threatening. On three occasions, Swarbrick drove to Nashville to personally deliver them.
Wow.
Wow.
So they didn't do any kind of mental evaluation on homeboy? Because he was sound to sin.
Well, I don't know. I mean, have I ever been being a fan and a fanatic?
But then, they go beyond now, you know, they have super fans, so it could be a stan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know. Are you a fan of anybody to the point where you lose sleep?
I'll drive to Nashville.
Oh, you'll drive to anywhere?
From Trinidad.
If Keanu Reeves brings back out his band, you know he has a band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if he brings it back out and he starts to tour and first tour is Trinidad, you going?
What? Hi.
5,000.
I will actually I will actually write a letter to the ministry to ask me to be the cultural ambassador as part of the welcoming team to meet him. Oh. I would go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think the courts will get involved because Keanu will just, you know, he'll probably want to line with me. Yeah. because he heard about you.
Wait a minute. I think you might not want to know about it.
We're 951 Remix.
Well, this is your unforgettable duo, Balster DJ Danny. Top of the morning to you, your morning reset, 951 Remix. So basically, two-thirds done with the show, heading to the 9 o'clock hour.
Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 morning drive.
Hey guys, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, so we've finally hit hour number three. I'm not complaining. Even though it's
gonna drag this morning, boy.
Listen, drag is joke. And the only thing we're missing was your race.
Oh, okay.
Or your female outfit.
Okay.
Either which way. But it's dragged, boy. Wow.
There's a video that is going viral. It was released like 2 days ago. CBS News put it out on their Twitter. So it's drone footage capturing 10,000 ducks. They're calling it a duck army.
Right.
That was let loose on Thailand's rice paddies for the next 5 months to deal with pests and bugs from the fields. Look at ducks, Olia. This would never be able to fly in Trinidad, literally.
You need to share that on 951. Can you?
Guys, it is an army of ducks. Like, yeah. So basically they're saying that there's
It's not a flock of ducks anymore.
It's not a flock of ducks, no.
Wait, is that a rapper? A flock of ducks? No.
But they're saying they need to remove insects after a recent harvest.
Yeah.
And they're called the Khaki Campbell ducks. That's the type of ducks that they are.
Wait, they need to remove pests after recent harvest. So is this an annual thing?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say that, but they say they were released from their pens to stream onto the flooded rice fields to remove insects, snails, and other pests that could harm the plants during the off-season. Now, the farmers said the ducks will roam free. They will be allowed to roam free for 5 months.
And then they're charging them after.
And then they'll be rounded up to lay their eggs. Right? They said a duck breeder said the arrangement is mutually beneficial for the rice farmers, who keep their costs down and are able to get rid of the pests without harmful chemicals, and the duck breeders who save money for feed. So they're getting back fat pregnant ducks.
So it
sounds like win-win.
It's funny you made up.
I did not make up that.
It's funny you brought up, because I would say I made up something. funny you brought up ducks, because I came up with a pretty good duck joke yesterday.
Oh, let's hear it.
Really good. Why?
Let's hear it.
Why is a duck the worst thing to play hide and seek with? Why is a duck?
Why? Because it can't count.
No.
You only quack.
Because it is the peeking.
Oh my god.
Peeking.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. Peeking duck.
Peeking duck, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, in Trinidad, he's peek. Everyone else is peep, you know?
He's be peeking.
Peeking, the Trinidad is peek.
I know,
yeah.
I get it.
I get it.
That one, don't write down. Don't write down that one.
Yeah.
Don't write down that one. That one, yeah. We can get
one. We can duck that one.
You can duck that one.
Okay.
Welcome to 951 Remix.
Taylor Swift, that's Cardigan. Yeah, maybe that's what you're wearing right now to keep warm and snuggly in work, or you might be at home. Either which way. Cardigan. That's the long sleeve, long sleeve sweater.
Yeah. I mean, you could have like a medium length too, like
no,
my
but it's,
elbow.
It's longer than like your waist. It goes below.
No, for chicks, the ones, the style is like usually like waist-ish.
Okay.
At the top of your hip there. Yeah.
Alright. That's not a sweater.
A cardigan.
So where's one always where it's like a coat, but it's made out of like sweater material and it is open in front, it's long sleeve and it's
have no buttons.
No buttons.
I guess there's a cardigan with no buttons too.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, style has evolved a lot of these things.
No, well, for women.
But cardies don't keep you warm, eh?
No?
They don't.
Maybe that's why Offset divorced, no? Because Cardi didn't keep
but
him warm.
But first of all, she's divorcing him.
I know, for the joke to work, I had to say he was...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And but no, the material is that kind of like flimsy, soft. I mean, it probably has aspirations of growing up to be a sweater.
Oh.
But it's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's more sexy, I think, than...
Well, I guess it'd have long sleeve jockey shorts. So it could have...
They do.
Yeah, long johns, they call them.
Oh, that's what you call them. Long
well, it's underwear. It's not pajamas.
Well, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So a lot of people locked on the chat right now, like a whole page of you. So good morning to Scrapes Car Wash.
Nice to see you, Scrapes.
Tinkerbell is locked on. Good morning, Sophia, Stacy, Jada, and Alexa. Satayish is there, as is Marlon. Good morning, Karen, KSR Computer Technologies, locked on as usual. Good morning, Hugh, Sherwin, Kathleen, Shem. Suzanne says she is definitely having dal rice and duck today after that 10,000 duck story.
Wow.
Good morning to Michelle. Val, Michelle, like your duck joke.
Oh, serious?
Peeking, yeah.
Yeah,
you sure love you.
Yeah.
Good morning. Cutting Vibes, Robbie's Bar Shop out in South, locked on. Team Lil Amazon Pet Store, good morning. Somebody says, Danny, this song reminds me of you, I guess. That's Taylor Swift, Cardigan.
Yeah.
Well, probably because I'd be freezing every morning in the studio.
Wow.
Like, super freezing.
Hey, talking about Lotto. So, Lotto is... Guess how much Lotto is?
How much money?
420.
You lie.
Lotto is 4.2
and
million.
You think you're going to remember to play?
Well, I will play Lotto at 4:20 this afternoon.
You think you're going to remember to do that?
And you have any string? I want to tie a string on my finger to remind me to...
That will be negative.
No. Yeah.
So let's say good morning to Dylan as well out in P-Town.
Yeah.
You guys missed that story earlier. I mean, the greatest thing to come out of P-Town was that monkey riding the dog.
Yeah. Now, yeah. We didn't believe it until the guy took a picture. This is random. This is...
Aaron.
He's heading to work at 4 something in the
4:30.
Morning.
4:30. It wasn't this morning. It was A-morning.
A-morning heading to work at... Okay, so it's still dark.
It's still like no sight of daylight.
It's just a random... Was there a person with it there? Or like what? Was this a random thing?
That's what you say. He said he was driving to work and he couldn't believe his eyes. He saw a monkey riding a dog. And he had to pull aside and take a picture because he couldn't believe
what he was
that his monkey was riding a dog earlier. And watch me, the pictures is such...
No, you know people have monkeys as pets, so fine.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the dog is also a pet.
Yes, but what I'm studying, suppose the monkey gangs a whole stray dog.
Probably.
And that is the monkey Jones. That is the monkey Jones.
Listen,
just riding stray dogs.
I went out and it looked like... But the picture, the angle of the monkey looked like he was like, you know, whispering something in the dog ear. Like, you know?
Like...
Tell it is not his street, boy.
No.
Tell it is not his street.
Go faster. Go faster.
More. Wee.
He's going to say wee. Anyway, guys, too cute.
Let's see who else will say good morning. Gershwin just touching down. And guys, you can also send us your messages. 394-9595. Somebody wants to know what Val's smoking.
Is what I am smoking.
I know.
It's not what I smoke. It's what time I'll be smoking. Yes, when I'm finished my show. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Hey, big up anybody pulling some A grade this morning. No, no B+ and B- and... I'm tired of that. Tired of it. All right, so let's see. Also, it being COVID time, a lot of people are trying to occupy themselves and people are seeking companionship too.
Right.
So, again, I implore you guys to go and check out there are many sites and social media where you can adopt an animal, a cat, a dog.
A monkey.
By the way, monkeys don't really make the best pets, eh? People just talk about dogs is turning on you, but monkeys is just going crazy.
They do, actually. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe it's something you're doing being... I don't know, cooped up, maybe.
No, that's chickens. Chickens will be cooped up.
No, but they kind of get a little gangster.
Yeah.
And ferocious, and they, you know, like just what they do in the zoo, like pelting feces.
Yeah.
They'll do it in your house. Just keep that in mind.
That is why you must always use the toilet when you're home. Don't just drop your feces on the ground, Danny, for
I'm
your monkey to pick
the
it up.
Monkeys.
I know.
Not mine.
Oh, they spelled their own.
Their own feces, man.
I was trying to figure out, Danny, how does a monkey get yours? I was like, I don't want to finish this conversation.
No, but you started it.
It's got to be 951. Come on. Forget what you know and let's go.
Let's go.
Yo.
951 Remix.
I know it's pretty cliche, but sometimes cliche is just the easiest and it works well. So if you think a moving company anywhere in the world has this song as their theme,
I like to move it. It would have been perfect.
It would have been, and not just move it. Yeah, in case it was more than one
thing. I cannot not think of Madagascar when I hear the song.
King Julian, I know if I had to get an animal
King Julian.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good animal tattoo to get.
Yeah,
King
because
Julian.
He legitimately exudes confidence
of listen
and charisma, and you know, his self worth and self-love is through the roof.
Yeah.
And, we could take a wine out of King Julian book.
And there's no delusion in his mind.
No. And the best part is the little ratty sidekick with the big eyes that always used to be scared and want to cry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have one of those, too. If I was King Julian, I would have two of those.
Yeah. Everybody needs, like, little minions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real note. Not just minions you could attach to a keychain. I mean, like, real minions you could send for coffee. You could, when you had to cut up okra.
Yeah, great cheese.
Or cut up provision, peel and cut up provision and thing.
You have a minion. Dry coconut.
Send by the shop to buy a roll at all the people.
Mm-hmm. Usually people call them children, but I mean, that's what people make children, right? To send them by the shop and thing.
Well, unless you live in areas where shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E, you know? Those kind of shops.
Shoppy.
Yes.
The Massey.
Wow. You know, it's very...
I still have to walk to the high-low.
The high-low?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just what it is. With people, according to where you grew up, that's just what it is, you know? But something about being a kid and... having a shop or parlor close by and you take a chance with your mother, right? I'm going to break it down. Your mother not looking and you run across barefoot, but it was to buy a sucker bag, a penny cool, a bag of marbles. Or
but a crossroad literally for you.
Or a pack of coxettes.
Literally across the road.
A pound of brown sugar. Loose peanut butter. You know the stuff peanut butter loose, right? I told you about that.
You told me about this urban legend.
You don't know this? Yes, you can buy loose peanut butter.
No, okay.
I don't think it's still a thing. But
maybe in small shops with minus the extra P and E.
Yeah, well, growing up, grandparents had a shop in Laventille, and I remember that. You could get everything from pigtail to peanut butter to this, not cocaine.
Butter?
No, it was like, anyway.
Lard?
Lard. But not lard, it was like, was it cocaine, right? Not
cocaine
brand.
Is lard, and?
Yeah, but just cooking butter. I call it that.
Okay.
Things like that. I mean...
yeah, but I mean, now, do you really want to send your child to the shop?
Well, you know...
because to me, you could have started to walk around your area and stray from your street around 9, 10, around that age now. I feel like around that age, like my nephew's now going to be 9 and... send you over the road where to get what?
You see, that is the problem. That is why the world is the way it is now. People not sending their children by the shop. Let me explain. When you send a child by the shop, you're introducing this child to the world of asking for credit from small...
all right? Not independence, right?
No, if we could... listen, these things are called SEPIs in life, how to talk to people and work things out.
Yeah.
It's not that the child went with the intention of not having enough money. The child went in the shop and found out after said items have been requested, there is not enough money in hand.
And still wants all items, but you have to get what mommy send.
Right, and then because it couldn't get what mommy send, but you buy a little extra pack of bongo, you buy a something, a little pack of sours or something. But children need to be able to understand.
Yeah, but I think it's not very safe.
It's negotiating.
Your 8 or 9 year old child. To...
yeah, I would send an 8 or 9 year old. I wouldn't send my 4 year old, but there are children. Let me say you.
But that's what I'm saying. No, when we were that age, when we were children, and we were 8, 9, 10, is when you start to go out the road and play. You walk 2 blocks. You could go to the park.
Yeah.
But I'm saying now, can you imagine sending your 10-year-old daughter to go by the park 2 blocks away and play and by herself?
No, not by herself, but she just wants to go to the parlor shop all the time.
Yeah, but...
independence now, you know?
That's what I'm saying. We could have done it, but now you and all.
Yeah.
Even though you understand the problem is we don't send them in the shop.
I know what they're saying.
Yeah. It's just not... yeah.
You can imagine the folks who are listening to this conversation now who don't have a shop or parlor for miles from their house.
They have a mini mart.
No, not even a mini mart. No, they have a whole big grocery.
They have
probably
a mini mart or two, and they take links. You know when your parlor is upgraded?
Yeah.
When you accept links and credit cards.
Listen, if people want to know what's the difference between a mini mart, a parlor, and a shop, never have links.
Never.
No.
No.
Mini mart and small grocery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't know. So to the powers that be, links is pretty awesome. Nobody likes to walk around with too much cash, especially having all these multiple notes of questions in your mind of who touched that.
Agreed.
Especially in times of
COVID. A lot of rigmarole to get a Lynx machine, though. Eh?
Well, that is a problem. I don't understand.
A lot of rigmarole and fees and requirements and
but why?
Collateral, and because it's a credit facility that they're offering you.
Yeah, but banks, financial institutions don't do favors to people.
Well, Val...
you understand?
Yeah,
it's all profit.
But exactly. At the end, it's very prohibitive. especially as a small business woman in this country. They don't make it easy at all.
You know how many small businesses, like, I could understand years ago thinking where people would say, well, you know, isn't everybody have a Lynx card? Everybody's used
but
cash.
But more people are more but inclined
no,
to now.
No, it's now everybody has a Lynx card.
Yeah, yeah.
Even pensioners, they don't even go and cash a check now. Pensioners, money going to their account. So,
Even pensioners, you're right.
We understand. So, I don't know, the mindset has to change, the discussion. Well, actually, it's not even a discussion anymore between the partners involved in making
sure. But then remember, the whole globe is going towards digital banking and, you know, online currency and all this markety beast nonsense.
No, well, I'm not going as fast, but you know, barcode and no chip on me or in me, but a simple Lynx card. A Lynx card to be able to go in your parlor. You know what I mean?
Buy a little dinner, man, because a dinner man is not 25 cents.
You could go in the States and other places around the world and get street food and swipe your card because they have a device
but
for street food. Eh?
But the thing about it is, you don't need a Lynx machine to do a lot of these things now. There are apps that you can download and a little device you can buy online and attach to your phone that turns your phone now into basically a transaction, a machine.
Yeah, it sticks as an adapter. They swipe the card through it. That's what
right.
I meant. Yeah.
That's right. So,
Trinidad and Tobago.
Explore your options.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Explore your options. Sometimes you don't need to take the bar treatment and you have to go through this banking institution.
Crazy. All right, guys, it's about that time. 6 minutes on the upswing to 9 o'clock. All right, I believe Dana's coming up next. Not sure. It may be Rashmi. Dana's feeling better this morning. Dania, wish you a pretty awesome Thursday.
Thanks, you guys have an amazing till Friday as well. Make sensible choices, wear your mask. Yeah?
Yeah. And guys, if you can't make a sensible choice, make the right choice, okay?
Usually.
Yeah. All right, a bunch of people just touched on it quickly. All right, let's say wishing Demon, or is it Demon? That can't be your name. All right, coming out from the sexiest woman in your life.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. I'll leave even that alone. Good morning.
But she really cocky there, boy.
Well, maybe you only have one woman in his life.
Yeah.
Maybe. Good morning to...
With a name like Demon? All right, you have real faith in this man.
Good morning to, let's see, Magas and Pinal, coming from co-worker Sherry.
Magas.
M-A-G-G.
So, wait, is Magas short for...
Maga?
Maga, as in...
Or Maggie?
Fat like Magaroni?
Maybe, or maybe it could be the opposite. Maybe she's... I don't know.
Okay, Margaret. Let's go for Margaret.
Good morning to it's coming out from Sherry, Shane, Stephanie, and Elizabeth. Somebody's asking, how old is Val? How old are you?
No, you're asking the wrong question. You need to ask, how wise is Val? All right,
Val is 44 years wise.
44 years wise.
Yeah, good morning to. Oh, gosh, somebody say good morning, guys. Danny, nobody will kidnap Val. Or, because she's, Rafiq. Yeah. She don't look like a 10-year-old. That's probably why.
No, well, they're real fast. It's not real people would kidnap me. Think about it. People just want to just like...
No, they'll adult nap you. You're not a kid. Yeah. They'll grow nap you.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Old nap you.
You lying with that guy really too much now. If you are a reflection of what I sound like, I don't want to do this anymore. Well, I need an intervention.
Yes. But it's tomorrow, 6 o'clock. We'll try, right? Okay. We'll try again tomorrow.
All right, Godspell. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Keep a smile on your face. Be kind. Stay awesome. We love you.
Rejuvenate your mornings with Val and DJ Danny.
Yes.
On 951 Remix.